Tatis goes 5 for 5, and a reality check on SDUSD's enrollment win. Fernando Tatis Jr. went 5 for 5 against Colorado on Tuesday night, all singles, becoming the first Padres player to accomplish that feat since Adrian Gonzalez did it on August 11, 2009. He drove in 2 runs, and then Xander Bogaerts delivered a walk-off sacrifice fly in the bottom of the ninth to give San Diego an 8-7 win. Michael King struck out 6 over 6 innings. The Padres improved to 54-53 on the season, 1 game above .500 in a division race where every game counts. On the education front, Superintendent Dr. Fabi Bagula reported to the school board that San Diego Unified has enrolled 1,085 new students through its Enrollment Hub initiative, 82% of the 1,309 student target set for before the August 10th school start. The Teach Lead Internship Program, which began in 2021 with 22 students at 2 schools, now spans 400 students across 20 schools, an 18-fold expansion in 5 years. High schoolers are placed as paid teaching assistants in elementary classrooms, earning elective credit while gaining professional experience in a county where teacher shortages are a documented structural problem. The board also approved Title I school-wide program waivers for 8 campuses. Doyle Elementary, Pacific Beach Middle, Stanley Middle, Henry High School, Gage Elementary, Sandberg Elementary, Vista Grande Elementary, and Correa Middle School. Federal school-wide program status requires at least 40% of students to qualify based on income. The waivers allow these schools to continue pooling Title I funds across entire campuses despite demographic shifts below that threshold. A quiet but consequential budget and programming protection for the students with the highest need. The 82% enrollment figure, however, warrants scrutiny. The Enrollment Hub reduces friction for families trying to enroll, which is real and valuable. But reducing friction is not the same as reversing the underlying reasons families left the district. San Diego County lost nearly 3,900 students in a single year, driven largely by housing costs and declining birth rates. Neither of those structural forces is addressed by an enrollment campaign. A successful August push does not change the demographic forecast for August 2027. There is also a tension embedded in the Teach Lead expansion. The program is producing future teachers for a school system, simultaneously eliminating classified positions because of budget deficits. The pipeline's value only materializes if jobs exist at the end of it. The clearest early indicators to watch will be first-week attendance figures in late August, whether the 8 Title I waiver schools remain above the demographic eligibility threshold in the next annual cycle, and the ratio of Teach Lead graduates hired into permanent SDUSD positions versus those who take their training elsewhere.